we take, he deserves it, hallelujah. Because he's God, hallelujah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like my God, hallelujah. How about your God, hallelujah? How about your God? Is he your God this morning, hallelujah? Did he wake you up this morning? Did he start you on your way? Did he forgive you today? Hallelujah. Did he love you today? There's no God like Jehovah. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father. Father God, we praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, because you've done it all. You finished it. Hallelujah. If we don't receive it, that's our business, Lord. You did it all. And Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise this morning. We give you the highest praise. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you're worthy, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the work of the cross. Lord, thank you, precious and wonderful Holy Spirit. You've come to walk us through this life. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise this morning. Lord, we thank you so much because you're worthy. You're the best. You're the best of the best of the best. You're the greatest. And we know it. We know it, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. There's no God like our God. There's none can do us like, nobody can do us like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus? Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus? He's worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. And as usual, you know what happened, don't you? Look at her. Sheila already preached. So I'm just going to recap what Sheila did, amen? Because she preached a sermon today, she really did. And Pastor preached it. And Eric preached it, Antoine preached it, because God ain't got no different word. What God has for us is for us, amen? And he's trying to get us ready, get us straight. This is a lost and dying world. And we're the only light that's in this world. So if we're walking in darkness just like everybody else, we can't help nobody. We can't help nobody. Saints of God, we are the saints of God. We are God's chosen people. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. God called us just for this time. He knew it would be dark and dirty and ugly, because it is dark, dirty, and ugly. Just like Sheila said, the pedophiles running for senators, Congress, whatever, and somebody's going to vote for this dumb person. But you know, so my job is to pray. He said, pray for those in authority. Didn't he say that? Are we praying, saints? Are we praying? Are we so caught up in ourselves, in our mess, in what we're going through, that we don't have time to look around us? You know, every time I think about a little child that's being left in a hot car because the parents ain't got no understanding about what's going on in that child's life, but so caught up in their own life. Because don't tell me you can leave your child in a car and forget it. Don't tell me. How you do that? How you do that? How do you forget, take two children in and leave one child? How you do that? It's nothing but a trick of the enemy, saints of God. We need to be on our knees. We need to be binding and loosening. We need to be binding up them demons that's been loose. God said the pit is open. Every demonic spirit that could come out is out. And we setting back. God's going to do it. No, 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 no. God already done what he going to do. He finished it. Hallelujah. Let me get my a scrap. And so it was. That was. And so it was. God finished it in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, if God said something, it's finished. Amen? in the same Spirit of God, same Spirit that God has lived with us. So why are we, the saints of God, living in such a defeated life? And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. Have you been separated from darkness yet? See, that's God's business. That's what Jesus came for, to separate us from darkness so that we could be a light in this dark world. Amen? We got to do what we need to do, saints of God. We got to be what God has called us to be. Amen? Hallelujah. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And that was evening, and that was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be an span beneath the waters to separate waters from waters. So God made the span and operated the water under the span from the water above. And what did he say? And it was so. And it was so. You know, when I read that, I read this Bible over and over. And when I got to those three little words, it was so. Three words. When I got to those three little words, it made a difference in my life that day. It was so. If God says something, if God spoke something in any of your life, it is so. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it sounds like. It is so. If God spoke it, it is so. He said that in the beginning. In the beginning. Not his beginning, but in the world's beginning. Amen? He said, it was so. It was so. Not just is so. It was already so. Amen? Hallelujah. It's finished. You know, we're walking around like we don't believe nothing. If God promised you something, it's going to come. It's finished. It's finished. He finished the world, and then he went back so that he could walk us through. Amen? Hallelujah. It was so. Hallelujah. And he said it again. It was so. Hallelujah. Where am I? I'm finding it. Give me time. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the waters under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. Know why it was so? Because God said so. If God says so, it's so. Why do we live like, you know, we're trying to make God's word work for us? All we have to do is believe God's word. All we have to do is read it, meditate on it, and trust him. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Turn with me to Deuteronomy. Because God told us to do some things. You know, Pastor said, but Daniel, now God, but God's Miracle Church, but God's Miracle Church, now God. After we do what God called us to do, see, so many times we think we're going to lollygag on through this life and just keep on praying and ask God. Some of the prayers hitting the ceiling, coming right back down. Know why? We are some disobedient people. We are some disobedient people. Jesus said to John the Baptist, we must fulfill all that God says. He said that when he was being baptized. John the Baptist said, no, don't want to baptize you because you're better than I am. But Jesus said, we must fulfill all that God says. We, saints of God, must fulfill. We take Jesus, we take God, Jesus, as our Savior. But if we forget to make him Lord of our lives, and if we don't make him Lord of our lives, nothing can happen. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28 says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you on high. You want to be set on high? You want to stay at the bottom. Amen? Above all the nations in the earth, all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. What's the four-letter word? Obey. You know, we like to do what we want to do. But, you know, and we've picked and chosen what we want to do. But God tells us exactly what he wants us to do. It's written in these 66 books of the Bible. But in order to know what God wants you to do, you got to study. He says, study to show yourself approved. Because God wants to, see, God is not a God just want to hold his blessing away from us. Hold we're praying for things. And, well, God, I've been praying for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. That's not God. That's not what God wants. If we were obedient to God, God would move. God would bring miracles in our lives. He'd bring deliverances in our lives. He'd bring peace in our lives. He'd bring finances in our lives. See, he got all of that. God has all of that, and he has it for his children. I'm his. I refuse to live a defeated life. I'm not saying I'm going to live a perfect life, but I refuse to live a defeated life. If my God said it is so, it was so, then it was so what he promised me. Every promise that God made any of you, it's individual promises. It's individual things that you need. And God is able to do it. And not only is he willing, as you say, he's willing to do it. Not only is he willing, but he's able. Do you really want the blessings of God? And see, sometimes we want the blessings of God just for us. You got to want the blessings of God so that you can bless somebody else. You know, some, we are selfish people. You know, I think about the people that killed themselves last week. There were some selfish people. They killed themselves and left some babies here that don't know their left hand from their right hand. People are selfish. And these, I ain't talking about no outside people. I'm talking about church-going people. We want what we want. And all we want for God to bless me, Lord, bless me. Me and my five children and my 10 grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. See, that's selfish. That's just selfish as it can be. No, I want to be blessed so I can bless somebody else. I want to be blessed so when God, I walk into the kingdom of God, he said, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want him to say that. But I want him to say that while I'm here. You see? I don't want to get to heaven and receive everything that God has already promised me here, right here, you know. But we as Christians living a defeated life. And we need to wake up and realize that we are soldiers in the army. Soldiers fight, right? Our young men and women are over in the battlefield. They're getting killed up. They're getting blown up. But we are soldiers. We just want to sit back and let God do it. No, God, Jesus left us down here on this earth to be about his business. But he said, if you fully obey, he said, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. In other words, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will be blessed. And the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd, and the lambs of your flocks. Now, none of us in here got no lambs and no goats and stuff like that. But you got a job. You got a job that you need to be blessed on. And you need to bless the people around. You don't need to just go to work every day to make money. You need to be a blessing. You need to go there to represent Jesus. You need to represent Jesus everywhere you go, and in everything that you do. You know, we think, just like I think I heard Sheila say, don't wait to come here to praise God or to talk about Jesus or to lift up his name or to say he's holy or to say there's no God like Jehovah. Ain't no God like Jehovah on your job either. Ain't no God like Jehovah nowhere. Amen? Hallelujah. We got to rise up now. It's time. Okay, we see all the craziness going on. We are allowing the enemy to take over. You know, see, enemy ain't supposed to be able to take over in my little spot. See, my little spot. And if all of us get our little spot, we can get put the enemy on the run. Enemy ain't got no business in your house. Enemy ain't got no business in your house. In your house, in your house. He ain't got no business in there. You ought to be strong enough in the Lord. Hallelujah. To take care of him. To run him. Put him on the run. Under your feet. Hallelujah. Put him under your feet. Yeah, but we don't practice that. We got to practice. You're not going to practice some things. You got to exercise your faith to do what God has called us to do. You know, we got to stay in together. We need each other. Don't tell. I mean, we don't need each other. People say, well, I don't need to go to church. That's what they say. I don't need to deal with them radical people. You better become just as radical as everybody else is. If you expect to get through this life, hallelujah. Yeah, you might end up in heaven. I ain't saying nobody. I ain't got no heaven or hell putting nobody in. But I don't want to live no defeated life. I'm tired of defeat. Amen. I'm tired. And if we stand together, you know, Jesus took them 12 men and turned the city upside down. And we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing in our neighborhood. We can't say, come on, church, I need you in my neighborhood. Let's go walk the streets. Let's go sing some. You know, we used to do that. You didn't we? Yeah. We used to walk the streets, sing, knock on doors and stuff. We don't do that now. We got comfortable. Oh, we sophisticated now. We don't do that kind of stuff. That's for them radical people. But we need to be out there where the people need us. Y'all don't need us in this church. I always tell Jesus, God, I'm tired of preaching to just the same people. Can't you bring in one lost soul? Do anybody know any unsaved people? I'm serious. I ain't seen no hands. Y'all don't know no unsaved people? Y'all, Linda, you don't know no unsaved people? Let me see a hand now. Thank God we're small enough I can call you by name. We need to be telling people. You say, well, they ain't going to come. You don't know. Ain't your job to draw them. It's your job to tell it. God will bring back the watering, and then God will give the increase. You don't never know who God has put in your path to talk to. Okay. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Isn't that what you want? All of us got enemies now. They don't have red tails and horns. We got sickness. We got disease. We got poverty. We got a lot of enemies that come against us, and we need to be able to put those enemies on the run. We need to know what God said, the promises that God made to us. You know, God promised us that we would be fruitful, multiply, that our baskets would be full. He didn't say we'd be begging for money. He didn't say that. I don't want you begging for no money. I don't even want you asking me for none. Unless you need it. But we shouldn't live like that. We shouldn't have to live like that. Isn't that right, Janice? We shouldn't have to live like that. We should be fruitful. We should be able to give. You know, I love being able to go by the people on the street and hand out $5, $10, or $15. I know some of them don't need to be out there, but that's not my business. That's between them and God. Amen? When he tells me to give, I'm going to give. And I always try to keep some money in the car to give, because the more you give, the more you get. The more it comes back to you, and that's the truth. That's the truth. I haven't really worked in 30 years, and I've never wanted for anything. And I give God glory. 20 years, thank you. I thank you. I think he said that because every now and then he might throw out $2 or $3. Okay. And she does too. But the thing is, we don't need to be begging. We have to. I talked to Linda the other night, We need to rise up and begin praying for what we need, praying for others, binding up those spirits that's coming against us. We are God's miracle church. He named it. We didn't name it. Amen. So we expect miracles to happen in this church so that miracles will go run out and happen to other people. But is anybody expecting that? Are we really expecting that? Think about it. Just think about why we come to church. Think about why you got saved. Sometimes we don't think about that. It's just an automatic thing. Because it's Sunday, I'm going to go to church. No, that's not a good reason to go to church. You go to worship corporately, because I'm going to worship at home, corporately. And what you do corporately, God will honor. He really will honor. And he said, forsake not the assembling of yourself. And so it was. It was because God said it was. And you know, we all have made promises, or we all have had people make promises to us, haven't we? And some of them have been broken, right? You know, it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts when people break that promise to you. They promise you they're going to do it. I'll be there at 10 o'clock. It hurt me when they get there at 10 minutes past 10 because they didn't do what they said. You know, people don't think about that. If I tell you I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock. I'm going to be there more than likely at 10 minutes to 10. Yeah, she know. That's me and her Achilles heel sometimes. Be on time when you're supposed to be on time. But God has really, I just want to, and Sheila already preached, she really did. I just want to emphasize what God has promised us, okay? He has promised to supply every need we have. Did everybody know that? Amen? Well, let me say an amen as I read it, if you knew it, okay? God has promised that his grace is sufficient for us. Amen. Amen. God has promised that his children will not be overtaken with temptation. Amen? Amen. We get tempted. You know, it's not a sin to be tempted. It really is not a sin. He said we wouldn't be overtaken. We all struggle with some stuff in this flesh. We do. We really do. If you say you don't, you're lying. That's the struggle right there. That's the struggle right there. We all struggle with flesh stuff, you know. And you got to beat that flesh down. And sometimes it's harder to beat it down than other times. You know, it really is. Sometimes you can say, okay, get behind me, Satan, or get under my feet. And like Linda say, he say, look good from behind too. So, so we better put him on his feet because he get kind of kooky when you put him behind you. So, but the thing is, I want everybody to understand we do struggle. It's a struggle. We won't be made whole until we see Jesus face to face, because we are constantly in this flesh, and this flesh is constantly rising up. But it's our job to bring it under subjection to the Word of God. You got to know enough of the Word of God to know when your mind going crazy. Yeah. And you got to know enough of the Word of God to bring that mind there. Say, no, I got a Christ-like mind. No, I will not meditate on this today. I will meditate on the Word of God. I will do what I need to do. We have to start doing it. We lazy. I done told you lazy. You just lay there and let the devil keep on talking to your mind. God, you got to fix this. God, you know I'm weak. Yeah, he know you was weak. That's why he sent Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. God promised us victory over death. Amen. Amen. That don't mean we're not going out this world. That means we'll live forever and ever in the presence of our Lord. God promised that all things, the good things, the bad things, the ugly things, the sad things, work together for the good of those that love him. Amen. Sometimes when we're going through trials and tribulations, God, why me? Why me, God? Yeah, sometimes it's all right. That first thing you're going to ask, why me? Then you got to come to yourself. Yeah. But I ain't say, God, what do you want me to learn out of this? Lord, I need to be strengthened. In what area are you trying to strengthen me in? Because all things work together for the good of those. Not just the good things. I used to think just the good things when I read that. No. The good things don't work so good. Yeah, because you don't do much growing when everything is on an even keel like that. It's just when the hills are up and down and up there and there, and you think you done got up on the mountaintops, and by the time you look, you're down in the valley again. Hallelujah. That's where you're good too. Hallelujah. That's the strength in your legs as you climb back up the mountain. Hallelujah. Because we need the strength to get through these last and these final days. He said, if possible, even the elect will be fool, will be damned, will be fool, will be what you deceived, Sheila said. Hallelujah. But all things, remember that when you're going through something, don't whine and cry. You're going to do that right at the beginning. You're going to cry at the beginning. But then you got to put on your big boy pants, big girl pants. Yep, tie a knot up in them so they won't fall down. And get yourself straight, because you're going to go through some trials and tribulations. Yeah, we're not going through as bad as a whole bunch of people going through. So we don't want to go through that. So you better be happy what you're going through and ask God how you get through this and staying on your 2 feet. Amen? Okay. God has promised that those who believe in Jesus and are baptized for the forgiveness of sin will be saved. Baptized for the forgiveness. You know what the hardest thing we as Christians have to do? Forgive ourselves. First you got to forgive yourself. The enemy keep tying you down. You know what you did. You know you didn't do that right. You know. Then we got people tearing us down. I remember when you did so-and-so, and I remember you was weak as water. Yeah, you do it. I don't blame you. I remember, and that we got people. Don't let people tear you down. God said, I'll throw your sins as far as the east from the west, and I'll remember them no more. But that don't mean you go back and do the same thing over and over again. Now, you got to stop that. That don't mean that. So sometimes we think that's what it means. No, I'm going to forgive you, Sheila. But the next time you slap me, I'm going to forgive you again. Yeah. Yeah, I might forgive you 3 times. But after a while, I'm backing up. You know, I'm backing up with a bulldozer. I'm backing up. No, we can't. You have to use wisdom. You don't let people keep stepping on top of you. You don't do that. No, forgiveness means repentance first. This is what we have to do. I have to repent for what I've done. I have to repent. That means I turn away from it and I do not do it anymore. But I can forgive you 7 times 70 times. I'm going to forgive you. You know why? Because I'm not going to let you and nobody else keep me out of heaven. Amen. By holding unforgiveness in my heart. Not going to do that. So the thing is, we must do everything that God has required us to do, because it is finished. It was, and so it was. God has promised his people eternal life. And that's what we want, eternal life with him. Amen. Is everybody here ready for that eternal life? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. See, God, we're going to spend eternity somewhere. Somewhere. We talked about that in Bible study this morning in Sunday school. We're going to spend eternity somewhere. We don't know if the dogs or the cats going to heaven, Miss Ruth. We don't know that. We don't know that. But we're not concerned with that. Our job is to obey God so that we can get to heaven. And if our pets are up there, we'll see them. If they're not up there, we'll never know the difference. Amen? If our family is not there, we'll never know the difference, because God would never put that on our hearts. He would never. But I believe God promised if we believe, we walked upright for him, he'll save our whole household. Hallelujah. That's one of those, and so it was. Amen. And that's one of those, and so it was. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I like that song that Sheila sung. But I had a song I was going to put up this morning, but I forgot it. But it was I Am, because God was talking to that I Am that I Am. And that song is I Am, I think it's by Jason somebody. And it starts out, I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. And God gave me that song. And I love it. And I'm not going to sing it because y'all say I can't sing. But that is a beautiful song. So go on your internet and listen to that, the I Am. He's just telling you what he is. I'm the healer. I am the one who created the heavens and earth. I made the universe. All the things that God is, it just reminds us of who he is. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, is there anybody here that has not accepted Jesus